views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness.
This week, you'll be hearing from guest host Mara Williams. Mara is one of America's leading experts on tick-borne diseases. A healthcare provider of almost 35 years, Mara is a board-certified adult nurse practitioner, energetic healer, sought-after speaker, and author of Nature's Dirty Needle. Now, here's your guest host, Mara Williams.
Hi, and welcome to Limelight Radio. I'm so happy you are joining us today for a conversation with David Skidmore, who is the genius behind Lyme Loonies. David was born in Brooklyn, New York, but spent his early years in Long Island, New York, graduating from high school in Allentown. Having never been a grade A student, David, upon graduation, joined the military where he quickly found a place for his artistic skills. He was picked to design his company flag in boot camp, which he thinks may have spared him from the wrath of the drill instructor. After the military, going back and forth from sign painting to carpentry, David put together an art portfolio and found himself a job in advertising as an art director in the Big Apple, New York City. This is where David would spend the rest of his career, living with his wife, raising two children who are now young adults. So, David, welcome to Limelight Radio.
Mara, it's so nice to be on, and I thank you kindly.
Well,
How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. I was hoping that maybe you would start your story by telling your story, how you got Lyme, what your journey's been like, and how you came to become so funny.
Well, I first very quickly want to, if I may, just thank my wife and family for sticking through this with me. It's quite a journey. And I as well want to thank very much Sarah with Anana House, who has been my partner in this throughout this regarding the book. I couldn't have done it without her. But that said, I got bitten. I was in Pennsylvania, November 2009, and I got back to Brooklyn and felt something on the back of my arm, and there, you know, he or she was stuck to my arm with a nice bullseye rash. And I called my doctor and went on, you know, 20 days of doxy. And thereafter, a month or so, as I recall, came down with the famous flu-like conditions. And fast forward, I guess at this point, going on or near 6 years, still fighting the good fight, as they say. And it's like most, it's been quite a battle. So that's in as short as I can say, that's pretty much how I got it, when I got it. And
so when did you start thinking of the cartoons that you make? How, during what part of that time did you start thinking about what you were going to do with it all?
Well, again, like so many, I went undiagnosed for almost 2 years, a good year and a half plus. And I didn't know, you know, what I had. I saw many, many doctors and finally saw one who uttered Lyme disease. And immediately I thought back to the tick and the bullseye. And I went to an infectious disease doctor and he verified the fact that, you know, I had Lyme disease. So it was at that point I started doing some cartoons, and oddly enough, I was friends with a fellow by the name of John McPherson, who does the cartoons for Close to Home. He's really well known, and he said, "You've got to get these cartoons out there." And he told me to try Twitter, and frankly, I didn't even know how to use Twitter at that point. But that was the beginning, essentially, of getting these, you know, these guys out there in the world.
And this, you've been doing this now for a few years?
I think, Mara, I think this is going on 4 years at this point.
Wow. Wow. So you have a lot of cartoons nobody's ever seen, probably.
I do have a lot of cartoons. Up to this juncture, I will say that I've shared a lot of them on Facebook. But as I say, I think at this juncture there's probably 250, close to 300 cartoons, if I'm not mistaken.
So are they all going to be in your book?
No, I as best I can, and what, you know, with what neurons are left that are still firing, I still try to do these things. So there, I think Sarah and I have been in the process, the book process, for, gosh, a good year. So the book, which is almost finished, the cover is being designed at this point. The cartoons that are in there, or I should say, I've done several since.
Okay.
So there are many that, you know, won't be in there, but maybe that'll be the next book.
That's great. Well, you know, I look forward to seeing them on Facebook. I'm always happy to see another one come out. So I imagine an entire book of them will be really fun to have around, and a great tool for awareness. But before we go there, I would really like to know where the name Lyme Loonies came from.
Well, I think as Sarah and I mentioned on the Facebook page, there was a doctor, is a doctor, but he was with one of the government agencies at that point, and he was stepping down, and in his bid goodbye to his people, this was a Lyme research department, he was quoted as saying, "I'll miss all of you people, the scientists, but I won't miss the Lyme Loonies." So I took that, you know, with all its irony, and you know, I ran with it, because I didn't like seeing or hearing that, and I kind of wanted to, as I say, use it in, as I say, irony.
It reminds me also, I guess I'm making my telling my age by saying this, but there used to be cartoons when I was a kid that showed that were called Looney Tunes, and you know, Daffy Duck and all of the different characters that were in Looney Tunes. So
absolutely, yeah.
Before I heard this story, that's where I thought you took them from. But I like your story better. Your story's more in your face, you know?
Well, I will say, you know, publicly, that not everybody has always agreed or liked my approach. You know, some might think it as negative, and But I don't see it like that. As I say, I looked at it more with irony, and I don't think that a doctor who took the hypocritical oath and someone that's supposed to help and take care of us, especially at that level, should have ever said anything, and you know, like that. And
that's true. That's true.
And I read Mary Beth Pfeiffer, a journalist with the Poughkeepsie Journal. I actually read her story when these emails were uncovered. At which point I saw that, and it was like a light went off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't mean to be mean, but I must say there was part of me too that thought, well, if and when he ever sees a cartoon, and my guess is he's seen maybe one or two, I would like to remind him that, you know, we're not a bunch of crazies out there. We're people from all walks of life, and, you know, we're suffering, and
yes,
we need help. We don't need mud thrown at us.
I totally agree. And with that, David, we're going to go to our first break. So when we come back, we'll talk more about Lyme loonies.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent. Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason.
And hi, this is Mara Williams with Limelight Radio, and we're back with David Skidmore. So we were going to talk in this next segment about the book and what your goals of making this book are.
Well, Mara, these cartoons, as I say, started out on Twitter, and I can still remember, people writing back and saying, you know, you hit it on the nail, or that's exactly how I feel, and or even you made me laugh and or smile. And quite frankly, there's nothing more gratifying than that. And so I think first, above and beyond, making people laugh, I think with any chronic illness, is essential.
I completely agree with you. Absolutely,
yeah.
Important to find some joy and lightness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I've tried to do that, given my own experiences and what I've gone through and felt, and tried to make, light of it. Although there's a slash there, because it is no joke by any means.
No.
But again, if you're ill, chronically ill, it's good to laugh and or even get a smile. So that's been my main objective and my push regarding these. But I will say, the more I got into these, and the more I read, and the more I found out, I mean, God, I knew nothing about Lyme, probably as most don't. I didn't even know Lyme disease could do this to you. I mean, it can be debilitating.
Yes. So
the more I read and got into it, I learned more and more about the politics. And this story has been going on
a long time.
Yeah, for going on 40
years.
And, by and large, IDSDA, the Infectious Disease Society, and the CDC have been involved to a great extent, I believe, in holding our progress back.
Yeah.
And there's many, many, many reasons for this. But I think in great part it has been politically charged, if that's the right word. So I ventured off, not just making people laugh and feel good, but, I've as well do and continue to take my shots, satirically.
You do it very well.
Well.
You do. I have one of your cartoons in mind, where the doctor saying a good news, bad news joke. The good news is we know what you have.
Yeah.
You have, and the bad news is we don't recognize, or is it the reverse? I'm sorry, I forget, but that's really in your face, and I really enjoyed it.
Well, somebody wrote to me today on Facebook that said, you take your shots, but you're not mean about it. I think a couple have been borderline, but you can't, You know, you can't have a disease, especially one that's denied and treated the way we are, which is a big part of it. We're not treated in many cases, and not be angry about it to a degree, to a great degree. So, as I say, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, people get angry, and I think that's good to a point, but then it's time to let it go at some point to move past it. I think the anger will hold people back from recovery.
Well, I'll tell you something. I was thinking about that today, and I have a very good friend, in fact, who does wellness courses and so forth. And I love her to death. But I was thinking about it, and I thought, you know, there's so many people out there in the Lyme community doing so many things. And she is one that does wellness, if you will, and positive thinking. And I think on a personal level, one needs that. But I think if you're going to stay in the trenches, as I have chosen to do, it's hard to give yourself that time and that, the luxury of the time and the attention you need to do that. But again, I'm all for any avenue that gets the word out and gets one better. But as I say, I think in doing these cartoons, what I'm trying to say is it doesn't allow one to think outside of Lyme disease a whole lot, if you know what I'm saying. But again, anything, any avenue that one can do or take to get relief and or better is, you know, because this truly is a horrible, horrible disease.
It does. So how do you manage to keep going when you feel so terrible? Is that part of your creative process, that when you're lying there feeling miserable, something comes out of you for another cartoon?
But it's funny, you know, I've noticed and looked at my cartoons throughout these years, and they used to be more lighthearted, if you will. I mean, they're still lighthearted, I think, but they used to be more about the disease. I've seen a change in that they're more about the symptoms, more about the suffering, that sort of thing. Because if you're not getting well with this stuff, and one can certainly even progress, it becomes more difficult. So I still, as I say, try to stay lighthearted, but I have seen a shift in the cartoons. And once again, you know, I still, as of recent, you know, I take my shots at these guys. And again, I don't want to sling mud, and I, as they say, you get more flies with honey.
Right.
But, you know, I hate to say it as well, but this has been, as I said before, this has been going on for almost 40 years. And, something has to change,
definitely,
obviously.
It does have to give. I think we're slowly seeing a shift here in recognition, just because the political steps that have been taken in many states around the country, like Virginia saying that the ELISA antibody test doesn't rule out Lyme disease if it's negative. That's huge. There are so many doctors that'll say, oh, your test is negative, move on, you don't have Lyme. And in Virginia, they can't say that anymore. So there's some really good things. Washington State, New York State just passed protection laws for long-term antibiotic treatment for these infections. So we're seeing some movement little by little. I think most of it's going to have to happen on the state and county level before it goes federal, most of it, just because there's too much pressure from lobbyists in Washington.
Yeah, well, there is, but, you know, I think we all know, especially in the Lyme community, ILADS and you know, Dr. Cameron, who's now president, and, of course, we all know of Dr. Horowitz, who's, you know, been out there swinging in the media as of late, and I think this plus the politicians once again that are starting to listen to their constituents and doctors like these. There's just too many people out there getting sick. And, you know, unfortunately, if something isn't done, you know, I know Congressman Gibson is forging ahead, you know, with this federal bill. And while it couldn't come fast enough, I think the tide is changing, as you say.
Yeah, yeah. So let's hold that thought, David, and we are going to go to commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what you hope your book will accomplish.
Great.
Okay.
All right.
We've already said
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
And we are back on Limelight Radio. This is Mara Williams with guest David Skidmore of Lime Loonies. So while the commercial was going on, David and I were talking, I was curious to know your goals about how you hope this book that's coming out with your cartoons will serve and benefit people.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we discussed, I think, as I mentioned to you, I've always been a picture person. I think that if one has this book, and so many have related to so many of the cartoons, one can share it with family, with friends, even to the point of, that's me, you know, that's me right there. And, I think to a degree, you know, with a bit of fun and laughter, you know, one, as I say, can share this and, or even as I say, look by themselves and relate to so many different things that we all go through. Not to mention the fact that this, you know, given all the books that are out there on Lyme disease, this will be the first cartoon book, I think, ever done on Lyme disease.
I believe you're correct on that one. Yeah. So far, you've received a lot of messages from different people in the Lyme community, haven't you, about how wonderful your cartoons are? Do you want to share a few of those?
I have received so many from people all over the world, from Germany, from London, Australia, and I'm probably a little more humble, but you know, people have gone on to say that. That it was the laugh that they needed for the day. And, I go back to no matter how sick we are, I'm all for a laugh a day at least. If you can muster that, because I know, believe me, firsthand, I've certainly had my days that not much laughter was coming. But given a response from somebody and or even seeing something from somebody else that made me laugh, it's good to laugh.
I think it's part of the healing. I definitely do.
I do as well.
Yeah. It's pretty hard sometimes for people to get away from how miserable they feel. And laughter, music, things that grab more at the heart and lighten the load are things that can uplift somebody when they're feeling so terrible.
Yeah, I am in total agreement. In fact, I remember, and I don't remember verbatim, I saw an article, I'm sure there's many, on an actual study that's been done, given laughter and what it can and does do for, you know, those that are ill.
It strengthens the immune system,
No, go ahead.
I was just saying it strengthens the immune system, laughter. They've shown it.
Yeah, I think that may be what I've read. I didn't remember that particular thing, but if that's the case, then I'm going to get busy.
laughing and creating so other people laugh too.
Exactly. Yeah. No, as I say, it's not always easy to laugh, and I believe me, I know firsthand. But I've been lucky enough, as I said, to have a very supportive wife and kids, and my wife, who I have said a couple of times, when I call her on the cell phone, it comes up as ball and chain. So we obviously share the same sort of sense of humor. And, I do. I feel it's important. And as well, I think that this book will be fun to look at, you know, what one goes through. And as I say, even share it.
Yep. Yeah. I this is going to be a perfect coffee table book for people who want the people in their lives to understand where they're coming from. I think this is going to be a big, big piece of that for a lot of people. I'm excited about it.
Well, I'm, as I say, I couldn't have done it without Sarah. And that said, you know, Sarah, actually, we met, she asked me to be artist of the month for Anana House long time ago, I guess about a year after this I asked her to, you know, to join me, or at which point I was lucky enough she said yes. And you know, as we got into this, we decided the proceeds would go to Anana House. I was all for that, because not only, Mara, have you been in the trenches and helping for people heal for many, many moons, you, in building this clinic, you guys are going to be working as well, with a sliding scale for people.
And yes.
And I frankly, when I was told that, I just, as I say, I thought it all the more important, because, you know, we don't have, many of us don't have the money, it can be a very expensive endeavor. I thought it will be one more course to help people get through this. And, because it is such a huge financial burden.
It is. And the project is geared toward those that have used their resources already, which is one reason why the endowment needs to be as large as it is. But, I think that Lyme Loonies is going to be supporting Anana House is really exciting. So it's a double way to support the Lyme community, buying Lyme Loonies for you and the contribution to Anana House as well. Anana House will be the only inpatient treatment center for people with tick-borne disease that have no resources. It's the only project there right now. So I'm really excited about it. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to start building sometime this year. And we already have a framed Lyme Loonie to go on the wall of the first Anana House that you gave.
Well, you know, there's plenty more where they came from, but I'm honored to be involved with you guys. And as I say, I couldn't have done this without Sarah's help. And, I will keep going at these things.
Good. I don't want to see you stop. it's too important. It's too important. It really is. Just any way that we can get the message out, and doing it humorously is great, because it's so unoffensive compared to other ways.
I think it's a different approach, Mara, and certainly from what's been done out there. And as I say, I think I can honestly say it'll be the only one out there. And just another avenue in which to learn about this stuff. So
how has doing these cartoons, how has actually creating these cartoons helped you in your healing and your attitude and approach to healing? Has it uplifted you?
I've written a couple of people in response to what they've written to me, which might be as simple as a LOLOLO or some other ones. And, you know, I get great pleasure from knowing that I can make somebody laugh, and as I say, even muster a smile. I really do. I think, frankly, any cartoonist, any artist looks for that. Although you gotta be careful. You can't be too cautious about what you do in regards to your art and you know, just to get likes. You know what I mean? You don't want to shut off that.
Okay. I hate to interrupt, but it's time to go to our break, David.
Hang in,
and we will come back in just a few moments.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, so we are back with Limelight Radio. This is Mara Williams talking with David Skidmore, the genius behind Lime Loonies. We were briefly talking while commercial was going on. The book is not out yet, but when it comes out, look for a cartoon on Facebook.com/Lime Loonies to like and share. And everyone who does will be entered into a drawing for a free signed copy of the book when it comes out. So Facebook.com/Lime Loonies. And also they do have a Facebook, website, which is www.limeloonies.com. It's up, but it's still a work in progress if you care to go there. Anyway, that's a good way to contact you too, right, David, if somebody wants to send you a message?
Yes, certainly, certainly.
Okay. So is there anything more you want to share about the book, what its meaning is to you? This was definitely a labor of love on your part. You have done these cartoons through feeling pretty terrible a good portion of the time.
Well, it has been a labor of love. And, poor Sarah, what I put her through, much like my wife, she knows firsthand what a job it's been. And anybody out there with, that's been hit in the central nervous center and has all the brain stuff, it's been a task. And I'm not crying. I'm just saying it has. But I'm again, I can't mention enough how grateful I am that Sarah was there, because my wife would have killed me a long time ago.
Well, it's definitely a time for change in this whole paradigm we are all dealing with out there in the Lyme community. So what changes do you envision and through you?
Well, I will say, and I won't go into details, but I've been asked, to be involved even at the in the political arena, in regards to the passing of legislation, and again, these cartoons, as I say, I think humor can break down a lot of doors. But that said, I think as I say, the tide is changing. And I think politically, that's a no-brainer. And as we all know, in the States especially, that we're said to have not to have had this, we're certainly finding otherwise. And there's, way too much emerging science at this point. And, although there have been some with Lyme disease for way, way too many years, I think we're getting closer. I really do.
Yes, I agree with you on that. I am finding one of the things I find as a practitioner that's frustrating is when I go to different areas and find out that in that area, the doctor community and other communities don't acknowledge Lyme disease is present. I'm currently up in the San Juan Islands in Washington State, and the county here says there have been no active Lyme cases in this county that weren't brought from outside. And as a lot of people listening know, I have a daughter who was bit by a tick when she was 15, who is now 40, and this is where she was bit by the tick. So, you know, we're dealing, that's 25 years of saying there's no Lyme in a particular place when clearly there is, and people are sick and suffering. And I think I'm excited for this book that you're doing simply because I think it just will be an easier way for people to get other people to get it. You know, there's that saying, you don't get it till you do when it comes to all of this. I see your book as helping people get it.
Well, I had a boss in advertising that used to say all the time, less is more. And as I say, pictures for me have... I'm not a real great reader, I must admit, but I used to be much more so till I got this stuff. But but pictures for me personally do a lot, and I hope that's the case. You know, for many out there, I just think it's a very simple way to look at this, and again, just another avenue in which to, you know, get the word out.
Yes, and educate.
And educate, because a lot of it is humor and how we feel from one day to the next, different symptoms, how we deal with our doctors. Again, the politics. I really do try to hit on everything. And, you know, I've said some things in the book politically, which, you know, I believe to be true. And as I say, I know some back off from that and just want to move on. You know, I'm all for moving on. But, you know, given some of the recent articles that we're seeing from the opposition, it's hard to believe that some, it doesn't look like some are all too ready to move on. but I believe that too many are getting sick, and you know, it's like a tsunami coming.
Yes. So, I want everyone to know once again, you can go to www.LimeLoonies.com or check Lyme Loonies out on Facebook, and keep looking. When the book finally comes out, look for that one cartoon that you can like and share, and one of you will get a signed copy of David's book that's soon to be out. I also want to say that I'd love you to check out my website, www.marawilliams.net, and also please look at Anana House. David and I were talking a bit about Anana House today. It's INANNAHouse.org. It's a great organization. We're going to be doing some good work here as soon as we raise the money to start building. So please consider contributing if you can. And with that, David, thank you so much for being on the show with me today. I'm really excited about your book. And if there's one last quick thing you want to say to the audience, we're going to have to close here pretty quick.
Well, I want to say I love your laugh, and it has been my pleasure, and I thank you so very kindly for having me on, and please say hello to Sarah for me, and hello to all those out there. So again, I thank you, Mara.
You're very welcome, David. You were a great guest, and I'm excited for your book. Thank you for being here. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And this is Mara Williams with Limelight Radio. I hope you enjoyed the show today.
Been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Then I go to my brother.
Father. And I say, brother, help me, please.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.